next stop, the Super Bowl. Hell yeah, you know we on. We built to do this all night long. Who that say they gon' beat them Saints? They a lie. They can try, but in the dome we know they ain't.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Kara Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prof G Pod, we bring you insights from blue flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. Not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds four times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
Who dat, and welcome back to Kenosha Connors Podcast. I'm Russ, as always, Brendan Ertl. Today we have one of the most wild podcasts I'll probably ever do, and probably one of the most sad, honestly. After 16 years in the NFL with the Saints, Sean Payton has retired. He's stepping away from the team, and I'm just shocked. I don't have a lot to say at the moment, but we have to talk about it. It's a podcast. It's an emergency podcast. Sean Payton and the Saints will hold a press conference here in a couple hours. I'm recording this podcast beforehand, so won't have any quotes or details from that. But, I mean, I'm shocked. It's an end of an era. It's the end of my childhood. I grew up watching Drew and Sean, and it's over. I mean, it's pretty wild. It is pretty wild to see Sean Payton retire pretty much out of nowhere. I mean, we hear the rumors every single offseason. Sean Payton's going to go here. He's going to go here. He's going to retire. And we got those rumors pretty early on. And a lot of us shot him down, me included. My last podcast was just me shooting down those rumors. And I was wrong. I mean, it was too much for him. These past few years have been tough on all of us. And just imagine coaching this team and being the centerpiece of this team. I mean, go on the list. Minneapolis Miracle. The no call, of course. Next year, you lose a disappointing game in the wild card round against the Vikings again. You have to deal with Drew retiring. You lose to the Bucks in the divisional. You have major salary cap issues every single year. You come to this year, Sean Payton gets married. He gets a team with a new quarterback that gets hurt. He has a COVID year. There's a hurricane. The team's displaced. I mean, it just goes on and on. I was at my final Sean Payton game will be him coaching against the Dolphins on Monday Night Football with a team that was a full practice squad players and street players. And I mean, it's not the way I thought he would go out. I mean, I kind of thought if he's going to retire, he's going to do it with Drew. I mean, that was the era, Sean and Drew. And of course, he stayed one more year, try to figure it out. And it was just too much for him. And I mean, I completely understand. It's hard to think about. I mean, that's Sean Payton. He's been the best coach in Saints history. Now, I'm going to talk about the future and the past, but let's talk about kind of how this went down, because it really is shocking, and I'm speechless, to be honest, still. Jay Glazer, who's very close to the Saints, very close to Sean Payton, he says Sean Payton's been wrestling with the idea of stepping away for a year or two now, and he talked to Mrs. Benson a couple weeks ago, and she said, go take a vacation, take some time off and think about it, and come back and let us know. And he obviously had that vacation. He came back, and he was ready to take a break. The early reports is it's not a permanent retirement, but it could just be a break for him. Mike Triplett is reporting that it's not necessarily a permanent retirement, but he's definitely deciding to take a break after 16 seasons, and there's no word yet on his plans, and I don't think we're going to know for a while, but, you know, those TV stations are after him. Maybe he'll go pursue that. Maybe he will actually take a break. But yeah, they're done. Sean Payton will be under contract with the Saints through 2024. So if he does decide to come back, he will be in the Saints organization still. If that means he is going to be the coach here, I don't know. Or if that means he wants to go elsewhere. And if he wants to go elsewhere, they'll have to trade him. So, I mean, that's pretty much the only positive of this whole thing, is that he's under contract if he does decide to come back in a year or two. But he has until 2024 for his contract to be up, so maybe he even waits that long. Who knows? But it definitely is an end of an era. It definitely is. And what an era it has been. Let's talk about that. This is tough. It's tough. Now, Sean Payton and Drew Brees came in here when I was 6 years old. Don't remember that at all. Obviously, I was six. But I grew up spoiled as hell. I was watching the best offenses in NFL history. Week in and week out, I watched numerous people come in the building and come out the building. But the only thing that stayed true was Sean and Drew. He brought a championship to a city that really never thought they'd get one. I mean, he was here first. He came in, believed in Drew. Came and got Drew, and I mean, they were a phenomenal combo for nearly two decades. And now it's in time for a new era. These past few years with Sean, they've been tough, and it's been a team that's been carried by the defense just because of the problems they've had offensively. But Sean Payton came in here in 2006 and literally immediately left his footprint on the team, bringing them to an NFC Championship where, of course, they lost to the Bears. But it was immediate. I mean, this team was good the second he got here. There were some ups and downs, of course, but what other coach doesn't have ups and downs in their career? And the downs were honestly not even that low. I mean, it feels like now that those downs were low, but they weren't that low. 7-9 isn't that bad. And when they had low years, they'd come back just even better. I mean, we look at all the teams Sean Payton had. The 2016, the 2019, the 2011 team, the 2018 team, the 2019 team, this year's team. I mean, there's so many teams that we had that we just loved, that embodied the city of New Orleans. And, I mean, he was the head thing of that. But after 16 years, he's stepping away. He's going to take a break. Personally, I would love to see him on TV. I mean, having Drew and Sean go, it just sucks because I just love them so much as people more than their jobs. So I'd love to see Sean Payton maybe in a booth for Amazon, moving forward with them. Maybe he is even better than Troy Aikman can be color analyst-wise. Maybe Sean comes back, coaches this team. Maybe he comes back and the Saints can trade him and move on. But looking into the future, it's just like, I mean, I don't know. And I don't even think Mickey Loomis knows, to be completely honest. Ian Rapoport's tweeting right now that Dennis Allen is obviously the leading candidate, but they also bring in Aaron Glenn for an interview. So, I mean, we're just going to wait and see. I mean, the future has totally been flipped on its head. Coming into this offseason, it was, okay, Sean Payton wants to go for another run. Let's go get Russell Wilson. Let's go get Aaron Rodgers. Let's go get Deshaun Watson. I mean, now I don't know. I don't think that is necessarily off the table, but it becomes an afterthought, in my opinion. Now I'm worried about what players that came here to win a championship now want to go elsewhere. DeMario Davis isn't getting any younger. Cam Jordan, of course, was drafted here. He spent his whole career here. Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara. I mean, all these guys are here to win a championship and have been on numerous teams that should have and could have won a championship. Now it's like, the future isn't as bright as it was 2 hours ago. I know Dennis Allen, if he is the next head coach, he'll do a great job, and this team will be incredibly defensive coached, and offense will figure it out. It'll be better than last year because Pete Carmichael has been with Sean Payton nearly this entire time, and I'm sure he's going to be a great offensive coordinator. But it's just like, who was here because of Sean Payton? And I know a ton of people were. And if Russell Wilson came here, it was going to be because of Sean Payton. Because he knows Sean Payton can take him to the next level and take him to the Super Bowl. Now Russell Wilson's going to be like, he's gone. The future is questionable. And it even brings question to guys like Jameis Winston. Does Jameis Winston want to come back? Because Sean Payton helped him change his career. And now he's coming back to a team that obviously he'd have a starting job at, but he doesn't have any more Sean Payton. So what makes this job better than others? I think drafting a rookie quarterback was always off the table with Sean Payton. We're not going to go through the rebuild. But, I mean, now it becomes not an afterthought, but it becomes almost a reality we have to think about. I mean, this team's trajectory is going to be a lot different. It's not going to be, let's win a championship next year. Let's win a championship right now. And we still have Mickey Loomis. Mickey Loomis has done a great job. And he still might have that same mindset with his coaching staff. But it definitely is going to be less aggressive. They're not going to try and trade 3 first-round picks to go up into the top 10 to get a cornerback like they were trying to do last year. They're not going to trade their future away to get Russell Wilson. It's just not... You can almost write that off. You can almost write that off. And they still might be interested. They still might poke around the bush. If the price is right, I mean, why not? But that's not something you do when you lose a Hall of Fame head coach, a Hall of Fame quarterback, and your cap space is manageable, but it's not great. So, moving forward, who knows what's going to happen? I think you got to stick with Jameis. I think you bring him back. But it's, as you can tell, I'm kind of speechless. I mean, it really is shocking to me. Because just a week ago, it seemed like just like a rumor that we always hear. It's whatever, blah, blah, blah. And now it's true. Sean Payton is stepping away. And with no real clarity on what's going to happen next. The thing about what's going to happen next is I can't answer that question. And we won't know. It's going to be the weirdest offseason I've ever had as a podcaster, as a writer, as a fan of the team. And I'm sure Mickey Loomis will feel the exact same way. I mean, moving forward, what's going to be the identity of this team? Sean Payton and Drew Brees have been the identity of Saints football for years. For years. And if I'm being completely honest, I know Sean Payton, don't know him personally, but just his competitive spirit, the way that he wins games, the way that he loses games, I don't think he's done coaching. He's only 58 years old. These past few years have always been so hard on him, and he needs a break. But I would be shocked if he's done permanently. But that doesn't mean he's going to come back to the Saints. I mean, I think he has a chance of coming back of being a coach, but I really doubt it's going to be with the Saints, because if the Saints come in and bring in Dennis Allen, hire him as a head coach, or Aaron Glenn, or anyone else like that, they're not just going to fire them to bring Sean Payton back. I mean, they could, and they could go back to their normal roles, but I doubt if Sean Payton wants to come back, he wants to just come back to this team that Dennis Allen built, or whoever's the coach. Maybe he does want a change of scenery. I mean, he's a married man for whatever number time this is, and obviously wanted a change of scenery. I mean, he's retiring for a reason. And as I'm just sitting here recording, Dan Orsini tweets again and says, sources also shared Payton felt if he was going to make a move, it had to be now. I was told he's not done coaching the future. So what does that mean? He's not done. I mean, I didn't think he was going to be done. Whether that means he comes back to the Saints or the NFL, it really just feels like this is a recharge for Sean Payton, and the future's still bright for the Saints. And maybe the Saints will have to trade Sean Payton when he comes back. Maybe he wants to come back and be with this team still. But it also could be like maybe he wants to come back and go elsewhere. I mean, who knows? Who really knows? But it really sounds like Sean Payton's not done coaching, which is a good thing for the NFL and football, but for Saints fans, the future with Sean Payton is over for now, and the future coach of the Saints is really up to question now. There's multiple reports coming out, I mean, as I'm speaking, that multiple teams have tried to call the Saints and try and trade for him, and maybe that would change his mind on retiring. So, I mean, I really doubt that if the Dallas Cowboys call Sean Payton next year and be like, hey, if you want to come coach for us, absolutely come do it. I mean, I don't see him turning that down at this point. if he needs a year or two off, he's going to come back. But just the future it holds with the Saints and Sean Payton, I think it's over. I do. I truly do. I think it's over. And I think it's time for the Saints to move on. And the outlook of the Saints and the future of the Saints is going to look a whole lot different. And this offseason is going to be one of the most important offseasons in the organization's history. Because Sean Payton is irreplaceable. Drew Brees is irreplaceable. So what do you do next? How do you change this roster and this team to get back where you want it to be? And it's never going to look the same. Obviously never going to look the same. So what can the Saints do? I don't know, and it's tough. But Sean Payton and Drew Brees, it's been an incredible era. I mean, that's all I can say. The era, we've been spoiled. New Orleans has been spoiled for this. What have we done to deserve this? I mean, Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Ida, all these different things that happened. The Superdome, tearing down, catching on fire, remodeling. Just Sean Payton and Drew Brees have brought a championship mindset to this city, to the players that are in it, and of course to all the fans and the people in it as well. So, salute to Sean Payton, salute to Drew Brees, but this is Sean Payton's time. You're probably going to listen to this podcast after his press conference saying goodbye, so sorry to have any quotes about that, but go listen to that. Go listen to it a few times, just enjoy Sean Payton, enjoy his passion, and I know we're going to see Sean Payton again, whether that's in the booth, on the sideline, or coaching against us. So, I mean, just salute to Sean Payton, and thank you for everything he's done for the city of New Orleans.
Let's go. We on the road. The next stop, the Super Bowl. Hell yeah, you know we on. We built to do this all night long. Who that say they gon' beat them Saints? They a lie. They can try, but in the dome we know they.